We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is a presentation of Learfield.
On the final weekend of the regular season, top four rankings on the line, conference title berths on the line, seasons on the line, the game, the Iron Bowl, Bedlam, everything else from Rivalry Week comes on the year's final edition of the College Football Rewind.
Reliving the weekend on the gridiron.
10-5, touchdown, Alabama!
Pick six for Ohio State.
Plays from coast to coast.
And it's intercepted at the 10. The Dogs have it.
Oh, what a play into the middle. Touchdown, Oregon.
To the end zone. Back of the end zone. Touchdown, Aggies.
This is the College Football Rewind.
Oh, my goodness. Don't blink. You'll miss it.
Here's your host, Rob Joyce.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the College Football Rewind, where the stakes have never been more clear, but have also never been higher this season. We start with the biggest edition of the game in over a decade. Number two, Ohio State. Fifth-ranked Michigan. Both with one loss. Winner takes the Big Ten East, goes to Indianapolis next weekend, and ends the loser's college football playoff hopes, snowing at the Big House. Could you ask for anything more?
But Haskins has a first down. Here's a quick reverse, and it's got room at the 10-yard line. Down inside,
yes!
Jay Henning, touchdown, Michigan! Dan, it was ready to go right from the start.
Make every drive count. That counted for six.
And the Wolverines, with 10-12 to play in the first quarter, have a 7-0 lead over the Buckeyes.
Michigan with the ball at the Ohio State 15-yard line. Donovan Edwards in the backfield with him, but McNamara is going to pull the trigger. Middle of the field, throws picked off by Bryson Shaw of Ohio State. Brings it up the left side and out of bounds just past his own 20-yard line.
Only third interception of the year by Cade McNamara. Big-time play there by the Buckeye defense.
32-yard try for Noah Ruggles. His kick is in the air. Noah Ruggles sails it toward the uprights, and it is good to get the Buckeyes on the board. And the quarter will come to an end here in Ann Arbor. Michigan has the lead of 7-3 over Ohio State. Timeout on the field. This is the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield. And here they go in a hurry-up offense. First half of the 25 of Michigan. Stroud will loft one deep down the left side of the field for Wilson. Got it near the pylon. Wilson comes down with the ball. Touchdown, Kieran Wilson, as he hauls it in from Chris Olave on a 25-yard pass play down the left side. So Garrett Wilson has arrived to the party. But how about that grab by Garrett Wilson? 10-7, Ohio State ahead of Michigan. 9-12 to play, second quarter.
The nation's football eye certainly concentrated on Ann Arbor, Michigan today. Now the pressure really falls squarely on the shoulders of the Michigan offense. They have got to reassert themselves and keep that offense off the field for Ohio State.
Back to throw McNamara. Looks, throws deep down the sideline. He's got a receiver. It's caught! Sandristo has it at the 2-yard line. They go shotgun again.
from the half-yard line. Haskins gets it in. He dives. He's in. Hassan Haskins. Touchdown, Michigan. You talk about an answer. Well, Michigan goes down 10-7. They take the ball and retake the lead with a Jake Moody field extra point. They'll be up 14-10.
And we did it by being aggressive and taking shots.
And Noah Ruggles to attempt a 30-yard field goal. Both lines of scrimmage are set. Ball's put down by Mirko. The kick by Ruggles in the air toward the uprights. And he drills it right through the uprights. Noah Ruggles and Ohio State a little closer. They trail Michigan 14-13 with 9 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Blake Corum will get the call at running back to open the second half, Dan. They give it to Corum. He's over the left side. He breaks it. He's at midfield. He's in the open at the 30, the 20. Chased down from behind inside the 15-yard line of Ohio State. Haskins into the ball game now. McNamara in the gun. They give it to Haskins. He's around right end. There's room. He's at the 10. Breaks it at the 5. Fights his way into the end zone.
Yes!
Touchdown, Michigan! Hassan Haskins from 13 yards. And the Wolverines extend their lead. And the Wolverines, after their first possession of the second half, to take a 21-13 lead over Ohio State. There's 11:50 to go in the third. Offset eye. McNamara, the quarterback, under center. First and goal. They turn. They give it to Haskins. He's going to go around left end. He's going to score. Hassan Haskins. His third touchdown of the day. A one-yard run. And the Wolverines extend their lead over the Buckeyes. We got a beauty going on. And if you're a Mazin Blue fan, it's looking awful good. 28-13. We're going to the fourth quarter in this classic from Ann Arbor and the Big House. Stay with us. This is Michigan football from Learfield.
Third and goal. Ohio State of the Michigan 1. Stroud under center gets the snap. Hans Henderson shooting left side to the goal line. No signal yet. Bottle comes down around the line.
Touchdown.
Touchdown signal finally from the official on the run by Travion Henderson as he went over left guard. How about the way Ohio State has answered when things seemingly weren't going very well?
Yeah, they needed to find a way.
So our score is now 28-20.
Right now, the Wolverines have McNamara quarterback. Haskins is to his right. Haskins in the gun. Gives it to Haskins. Haskins, left guard. Touchdown, Michigan. Just power football, Dan. And that is a heck of an answer to Ohio State's score.
You better believe it. What an absolutely brilliant drive.
Michigan on top, 35-20.
And these Wolverine fans feeling like they may be ready for their first ever trip to the Big Ten Championship game.
Well, this is where heroes are made, right? Finding a way to come back, down 15 points, halfway through the fourth quarter. You see the Buckeyes can put some things together here.
Fourth and 5 at the Michigan 10. They assemble in a hurry. Snap to Stroud. Screens it out on the left side. Henderson gets to the 10, to the 5, and into the end zone goes Travion Henderson.
No flags.
10-yard pass play from C.J. Stroud. No flags, and Ohio State getting a little closer. And Ohio State finds themselves now with a fighter's chance, trailing 35-27 over Michigan with 4:45 remaining in the fourth quarter.
What do you say, guys? 2-3 first downs here?
Well, you possess the ball.
Yeah.
Possess the ball. That's what we have to do and generate points. 35 isn't going to be enough.
Haskins is the running back. In the shotgun is McNamara. They give it to Hassan. Hassan breaks it. He's at the 20, the 10, leaps over a man inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. Hassan Haskins, put your Wolverines on your back and carry them to this victory. McNamara gets the snap, gives it to Haskins. Haskins scores untouched from the 4-yard line. His fifth of the day. And the Wolverines extend their lead. 42-27. Michigan will defeat Ohio State and head to Indianapolis for a Big Ten title.
Wow, wow, wow.
Jim Brandstatter and Dan Dierdorf on the Michigan Sports Network with Paul Keels and Jim Lachey on the Ohio State Sports Network. First time in a decade, Wolverines get over the hump, beat the Buckeyes, and they're off to Indy after a 42-27 victory behind 5 Hassan Haskins touchdowns. And shout out to Jim and Dan, both of whom are retiring at season's end. The Mazin Blue send them out in their final Ohio State game in style. But who will Michigan play? We'll break down the scenarios in the Big Ten West in a bit. But when we come back, would the Buckeyes be the only top four team to go down on Saturday? The Iron Bowl in a decisive Bedlam matchup both after this on the College Football Rewind.
Hey friends, I'm Dan Rubenstein.
And I'm Ty Hildenbrand.
And we're the Solid Verbal Podcast, previewing, recapping, and talking all things college football all season long, all year long.
And look, the season's a marathon. Sometimes there'll be happy tears, and sometimes sad ones.
So let the Solid Verbal be your warm college football audio hug.
Yeah, I'm not at all comfortable with that phrasing.
Too late. Download the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to quality podcasts.
Bringing you the most memorable moments from the biggest games.
Touchdown, Alabama!
Fires, and it's intercepted. It's intercepted by the Wildcats.
And he's going to dance to the end zone. Touchdown, Indiana!
You're listening to the College Football Rewind.
What a night.
Here again, Rob Joyce.
Georgia and Alabama already going to Atlanta next week for the SEC title game. Of course, though, with one loss, the Tide's margin for error from a playoff standpoint is gone. So surely Alabama wouldn't be caught looking ahead in the Iron Bowl against an Auburn team that's dropped back-to-back games, right? Well, for 58 minutes, it was, as the Tigers smothered Bama to a 10-3 edge. But could they finish the job?
Fourth and one for Alabama. 0-2 today on fourth down. Here is the handoff. Sanders hit behind the line. Second effort. Did he get there? He may have. He may have made it. And they stretch. No, sir. No, sir. Auburn ball. Wow. A huge stop. Now, Alabama still has two timeouts.
Hands off Tank Bigsby up the middle. Tries to bounce it to the outside. Puts the ball on the left hand. He's to the 45. He's to the 40. Close to the first down. Out of bounds. Third and two for Auburn.
Well, and he got out of bounds, which helps Alabama.
Stops the clock with a minute 47.
Yes, it does.
All right, here you go. Third and two.
Now with a minute 47 to go. Third and two, Auburn from the 38. Hand off Tank. And he gets snowed under.
JP, you burned the timeout right there, and now they may have to punt it away.
Good snap. Sets his right high, end over end punt. It bounces at the five. It's down by Shed Jackson at the 3-yard line.
They down it at the 3-yard line. So Bama has 95 seconds with which to work. No timeouts. 97 yards to go. The mission is clear. Get there. Somehow, if you ever want to be a hero in the state of Alabama for the rest of your life, now's the time to make the play. Here's a third and 10. Ball is at their own 3. Bryce in the end zone. Pumps once, pumps twice, throws. Caught by Alabama. First down out to the 25-yard line. Alabama must get 7 yards to keep this going. Here's a fourth and 7 from the 42. 43 seconds to go in the game. Here's the snap. Bryce has time, looks, throws, caught, Billingsley, first down, Alabama. Here's a third and 10 from the 28-yard line of Auburn. Bryce gets the snap, knee high, looks, throws the fade route, near side, end zone, got it, caught, touchdown, Alabama. Caught by Ja'Cory Brooks in the end zone. What a throw, what a catch, good Lord, what a day. The Auburn players are doubled over on the grass, on their knees, looking at the turf, feeling terrible, as this game is tied at 10-10, and we are going to overtime.
What a drive right there from Alabama.
Goodness gracious.
Haven't done anything all day.
Bama 7 of 20 in third down conversions today. Here's Bryce, gets the snap. Looks, throws, wide open, touchdown, Alabama in overtime. Slade Bolden pulling down his second touchdown reception of the year. So Alabama now on top 17-10. A touchdown and an extra point will move us into overtime number two. Anything less than that, and Alabama will win.
Third and goal from the 5 for Auburn. Finley drops to throw, steps and he throws. It is caught. Touchdown! Caught! Touchdown, Auburn! Landon King!
Wow, what a grab by Landon King. Was that a one-handed catch? Wow, what a play. And now they'll come down to this side, and Auburn will start off
on offense.
Just inside a 50-yard field goal by Ben Patton. Inside the right hash mark for the left-footed Ben Patton from Rochester, Michigan. Snap down. Kick is on the way. It has the leg. The kick is good. The kick is good.
Wow. What a clutch kick.
Now this Auburn defense has to have his biggest stop of his life. What a clutch kick.
Sure was.
Man, 50 yards.
A 37-yard try for Will Reichard. Reichard, the kick, up and good. It was not the prettiest of kicks, but it was beautiful once it cleared through the uprights. And we play on.
Two-point conversions coming up now.
Yeah, at this point, we go to two-point conversions.
Either one of y'all got an Apple Watch, because I just checked my heart rate. And you don't want to know.
Bryce waits, gets the snap, looks left, throws a BB, caught for a two-point conversion, John Metchie.
One play, fellas, one play.
One play defense. They've been standing strong all day.
Auburn must score here. Finley rolls. He throws it back. He gets it to John Samuel Shanker. He's in. The two-point conversion's good. We're tied at 22.
A screen play back into the boundary. A huge risk play. Now Auburn will come out and have a two-point conversion try on the opposite sideline.
Finley drops back after being under his center. Finley rolls right. Finley is looking. Finley throws. It is knocked down by Alabama. That will be Cool Aid McKinstry. So now Alabama, if they can convert a two-point conversion, the Tide would win the Iron Bowl. Now for the two-point conversion to win it for Alabama. Bryce in the shotgun. Gets the snap, backpedals, looks left, throws, two-point conversion, and Alabama wins. John Metchie on the grab, and Alabama has come from nowhere to defeat the Auburn Tigers in four overtimes, 24-22. The Crimson Tide wins the Iron Bowl of 2021.
Eli Gold and John Parker Wilson on the Crimson Tide Sports Network with Andy Burcham and Stan White on the Auburn Sports Network. Iron Bowl rarely disappoints. Bryce Young, 97 yards in 95 seconds, no timeouts to force overtime. Then in four OTs, the Tide keeps its playoff hopes alive, barely. 24-22 the final to stay with one loss and head to Atlanta next week with a shot to secure a playoff spot. With Oklahoma's impending move to the SEC, who knows how many more times we'll get bedlam between OU and Oklahoma State? Well, at least this year, there's a chance we get it twice in the span of 8 days. Cowboys' place in the Big 12 title game was secured regardless of Saturday. The other spot would go to either Oklahoma or Baylor. We'll go chronologically. Bears started the day leading Texas Tech by 3, but the Red Raiders in field goal range late.
53-yard attempt. We'll call it 53 for Jonathan Garibay to tie the game with 3 seconds to play. Snap a little high. Kick is away. The kick is no good. He missed it. Garibay, his first miss of the season. And the Bears win over the Red Raiders today, 27-24. Baylor is 10-2 on the season.
John Morris on the Baylor Sports Network. Bears jump out to an early 10-0 lead, never trail again, holding on to the final seconds, 27-24 over the Red Raiders. So it put all the pressure on the Sooners. If Oklahoma beat Oklahoma State, we'd get Bedlam round two. Pokes win, then Baylor would go to Arlington, not the Sooners. A lot of points in this one. For time's sake, we'll pick it up early second quarter. Bedlam tied at 14.
Berkic will kick off. Brennan Presley deep to return it. End over end kick. Presley, yard deep in the end zone, right side, bringing it out. Out to the 10. 15, 20, right sideline, 25, out to the 30, breaks a tackle, and Presley on the loose to midfield, left side, 45, turns the corner, 40, 30, good night, Vianney, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, pistols firing, touchdown, Oklahoma State, 100 yards for Brennan Presley.
24 yards just inside the right hash. Berkic has missed his last three. Snap back. Hold is down, kick is away, and he's back on the good side. That one's through.
27-yarder from the right hash. Snap back, ball down. Brown's kick is on the way, and the kick is good. So we have 6:25 to play in the first half, and Oklahoma State has extended its lead to 24-17 over Oklahoma.
3:02 to go till halftime. Cowboys have the ball back. at their own 15 with a 7-point lead, 24-17. Sanders shotgun snap against a three-man rush. Throws across right side. Intercepted! Woody Washington on the run! Say he stepped out back at the 13-yard line.
There you go. Third down. You force Oklahoma State into third and long. He'll turn the football over. This is exactly what you want. Be good on early downs. Make them predictable. When they're predictable, you can get after
Williams
them.
Williams has it. Looking left. Throws a fade ball for Braden Willis. Did he come down with it? No call. Touchdown! Oh, mama!
Wow.
And through 30 minutes of play, this game has not been anything like we anticipated. We thought we'd have a defensive struggle tonight, but it has been every bit as entertaining as we hoped. 24-all our score at halftime. It's a Sooner football from Learfield. Sooner shift up front from the 8. Cowboys go left to right, black unis, orange pants. There's a snap, handoff Richardson, swallowed up, ball's loose, rolling around in the end zone. Who got it? It's either a touchdown or a safety. It's a safety. Boy, wow. It was close to offsides. I'll say that up front.
Not reviewable. And Mike Gundy is losing it on the sideline. And frankly, I don't blame him because that looked like offside.
Snap is back to Turk. Kick is away. High booming punt. It is fielded at the 8. Ball's loose. Ball's low and around. It's in the end zone. It's picked up. Touchdown. Justin Broyles, touchdown! Another massive special teams play in this game. And the Sooners have scored the first 9 of the second half. They lead it 33-24. Long field goal try coming here. 44-yarder for Tanner Brown. Brown made one from 27 earlier. He's made 7 straight now on the year. Snap back. Pulled down. Kick is away. Plenty of distance. And he missed it. He missed it. Everything going the way of the Crimson and Cream early in the second half.
We head to the fourth at Stillwater. And where they gave you a chance there, John. You missed a field goal. Threw an interception deep in their territory. Lost a fumble. Recovered for a safety. Fumbled a punt. Recovered for touchdown.
Dave, if you can stay out of your own way and build a little momentum, you're going to give yourself a chance in these last 15 minutes. But you've got to do things that you are accustomed to doing this season and not do things you haven't done all year, like what happened in the third.
Since the momentum shifted, Cowboys down by 9 early in the fourth. Second and 10 from the OU 37. Sanders takes the ball. Runs the option right. Keeps it. 35 inside the 30. Sanders cuts right. Breaks a tackle. 20. 15. 10. 5. Pistols firing. Touchdown Oklahoma State. 37 yards for Spencer Sanders. 13:52 to play in the fourth. It's Oklahoma 33. Oklahoma State 31. Tom Hutton will punt it away. Takes the ball and kicks it off the tip. It's down the center of the field. Gray fumbles the football, and the Cowboys have recovered! The Cowboys have recovered at the 5-yard line! Oh, baby, what a play! It'll be first and goal at the 5 with 9:43 to go! Boone Pickett Stadium going absolutely crazy! Cowboys will go fast. Third and goal. Sanders takes the ball, hands it off. Warren hit, trying to pull his way into the end zone. He's in! Pistols firing! Touchdown, Oklahoma State! Jaylen Warren! Cowboys are going to go for 2 here. They're going for 2, up by 4. Empty backfield. Sanders takes the ball. Running to the right. Keeps it. Running straight ahead, and he stopped. He didn't get it. 8:54 to play in the fourth. It's Oklahoma State 37, Oklahoma 33. Fourth and 10, Oklahoma from the Cowboy 39. 37-33, Oklahoma State leads. Oklahoma with the ball. Minute 29 to go. Williams gets the ball. Three-man pressure. Steps up into the pocket. Dancing around. Now shuttling to his left. Being chased. Breaks a tackle. Steps up. Now he wants to run. Straight ahead to the 40. Stumbling forward. He stopped at the 35-yard line. Devin Harper got him again. Devin Harper got him again. And the defense holds. And Boone Pickett Stadium goes crazy. Cowboys take over first and 10 from their own 34 with a minute 16 to go. But Oklahoma has all 3 timeouts left.
Snap to Sanders. Hand off Warren. Runs left. He got to the 40. That's it. Lincoln uses his last timeout. It'll be 4th and 4. 1:02 to go. And they're going to at least
Oklahoma
get a crack at this.
Third and final.
Second and 10 from the 20. Low snap picked up by Caleb.
backpedaling, under pressure, avoids a man. He'll run 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, makes a cut, 45, 50, down the sidelines, 40, 35, 30, one man to beat, out of bounds, 25. He's inside the 25-yard line. He almost took that thing, and there's still 34 seconds to go.
Fourth and 10, Oklahoma from the Cowboy 24, 14 seconds left. 37-33 Oklahoma State. The game is on the line right now. Williams claps his hands, gets the ball. Back to pass, under pressure. Pocket collapses. He is sacked! He is sacked! Back at the 33-yard line! They got him! It was the youngster, the freshman, Colin Oliver, that got him!
Where's that Sooner magic now, baby? Where's that Sooner magic now? Oh, baby, what a night! Oh, baby, what a night! Final score! Oklahoma State 37, Oklahoma 33. Find a way.
Dave Hunziker and John Holcomb on the Cowboys Sports Network with Toby Rowland and Teddy Lehman on the Sooner Sports Network. Special teams wonders and blunders. It was sloppy. It was thrilling. It was bedlam. Sooner streak of Big 12 titles will end at 4. Cowboys come back and hang on 37-33 to eliminate its rival from title contention. So the Big 12 title game sees Oklahoma State and Baylor on Saturday. That's settled. We'll head to the Big 10 West, ACC, Pac-12, and everywhere else when we return here on the College Football Rewind.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
From game-winning touchdowns.
Flings it for the end zone. Touchdown, Bulldogs!
Oh, my!
Into the end zone! Touchdown, Miami!
To goal line stands.
Stopped at the 3-yard line for a 1-yard loss.
What a great goal line stand by the Pack.
We're reliving it all now on the College Football Rewind.
Michigan clinched the Big Ten East against Ohio State. The West, though, had three teams still in the mix coming into the weekend, and we'll go chronologically. Number 16, Iowa, played Friday. No matter what, they needed to beat Nebraska and Lincoln. Didn't look good, down 21-9, but all three phases led the comeback.
Nebraska, after a gain of three, will punt it away. Oh, the Hawks get to it. The Hawks block it. And Iowa has it. Touchdown. Touchdown, Iowa.
Smothers,
and he's down in the end zone. The ball's loose. The Hawks need to get on it, and they do.
The penalty is a safety.
All right. Second and goal from just inside the three. Petras, quarterback keep.
They shove
him in the back. He's over the goal line. Touchdown, Iowa. Touchdown. Touchdown, Hawkeyes.
Gary Delphin on the Hawkeye Sports Network. A blocked punt for six. Four field goals and a safety tied it at 21. Then an offensive score wins it 28-21 to keep hopes alive. As for Nebraska, 3-9 on the year, every single loss came by single digits. The result meant the situation in Minneapolis was simple. Number 14, Wisconsin, wins its eighth straight game. It wins the West.
It's a toss sweep to Thomas. He is in easily. What a play. Touchdown, Minnesota Golden Gophers.
It's a play action to throw. Blitz comes. They pick it up. He's got all the ability.
Grimm on the Golden Gopher Sports Network. Minnesota plays spoiler, winning Paul Bunyan's axe 23-13, snapping the Badgers' win streak and sending Iowa to the Big Ten title game. So it's Michigan and the Hawkeyes in Indianapolis next weekend for the Big Ten championship. Michigan State's Big Ten and playoff hopes were obliterated by Ohio State. 12th-ranked Spartans rebounded in the snow on Saturday against Penn State.
Here's the throw. Inside the five, inside the
end. He got it!
Leaping grab made by Jaden Reed. Touchdown, MSU!
George Blaha on the Spartan Media Network. Talk about a whiteout. Snowy East Lansing. MSU makes it a double-digit win season. 30-27 the final.
The ACC.
Despite Wake Forest having control of the Atlantic for much of the year, two other teams besides the Deacs still in the running heading into the weekend, NC State and, believe it or not, Clemson. Again, we'll go chronologically, starting Friday night with the Wolfpack, who are in a must-win against North Carolina, but trailed by 9 with 2 minutes left. Teams in that situation this year were 0-451. Keyword, were.
Larry takes the snap. Four-man rush. Leary looking. Throws long up the left sideline. Got a man open to Messi. 25-20. 10-5. Touchdown, Wolfpack. It's not over yet, folks. Here comes the kick. It's right up the middle. They scrum for the football. State's got it. Peck's got it. Heels territory at the 49. Leary to throw against the blitz. Fires left corner end zone. It's up for grabs. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, State. Touchdown to Bezzi. Holy cow, 109 left to go, and the Pack takes the lead.
Gary Hahn on the Wolfpack Sports Network. NC State shocks UNC 34-30 to keep their division hopes alive heading into Saturday, where Wake Forest found itself then in a must-win situation heading into Boston College. A victory would clinch the Demon Deacons' first conference title appearance since 2006.
Snap to Hartman, looking right. Zings one to the end zone. Caught for a Wake Forest touchdown. A.T. Perry.
Here's Hartman in the gun. Motion right to left. Snap, running right with the ball as Hartman backpedals, throws back at the end zone, caught, touchdown, Blake Whitehart, and the Deacons lead it 40-10 here in the fourth quarter.
Stan Cotton on the Wake Forest Sports Network. Deacs take care of business, off to Charlotte after a comfortable 41-10 victory in Chestnut Hill. As for Clemson, the number 23 Tigers needed both Wake and NC State to lose. Didn't come to fruition, but the Tigers will head to a bowl rolling after another win against South Carolina.
Single wide outs either side. Shipley still a running back. Handed off. Shipley up the middle. Comes right side. Crosses the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Clemson. Shipley from 29 yards out.
Don Munson from JMI Sports. Tigers' seventh straight win over the Gamecocks. A 30-0 shutout in which Will Shipley goes over the century mark rushing. Over in the Coastal, 17th-ranked Pitt already clinched things, and they'll head to Charlotte off a win over Syracuse.
There's a pass to Addison in the slot, and Addison goes untouched into the end zone. Touchdown number 17 for Jordan Addison, and Kenny Pickett has now tied Dan Marino for all-time touchdown pass. Passes at the University of Pittsburgh.
Jeff Hathorn on the Pitt Panthers radio network. Panthers win it 31-14. Kenny Pickett can become Pitt's all-time passing leader next week when Pitt faces Wake for the ACC crown.
The Pac-12.
Oregon dropped to 11th in the playoff rankings after its blowout loss at Utah a week ago. Though its playoff hopes disappeared, Ducks Pac-12 hopes still alive, but it was a must-win scenario for the back-to-back conference champs against rival Oregon State.
Give it to Dye. First down. How about it? Touchdown. Pressure. Running. Oh, he could have run it. He had a receiver wide open. Touchdown.
Don't run it.
Devin Williams had gotten behind the corner.
Jerry Allen on the Oregon Sports Network. Ducks rebound in a big way, opening up a big lead, holding on 38-29 over the Beavs to advance to Santa Clara for the third straight year. And they'll get a shot at revenge in Santa Clara. Oregon will face 19th-ranked Utah, who kept on rolling against Colorado.
Turning to give again. Thomas, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, touchdown. Cam pitches forward. He's got his man Covey to the end zone. Touchdown! Improvisation rising to Covey.
Bill Riley on the Ute Sports Network. Utah heads to the Pac-12 title game on a 5-game win streak after a 28-13 victory behind 3 Cam Rising touchdown passes and 100-yard day rushing from Tavion Thomas. Utes and Ducks for the Pac-12 next weekend.
The SEC.
Well, unlike Alabama, who barely survived, Georgia apparently didn't get caught looking ahead to the SEC title game next week because, like they've done all season, they annihilated Georgia Tech.
Bennett, he's looking that direction. He'll throw it to Bowers, makes the reaching catch at the 35. Bowers breaking away midfield. Bowers will take it to the house all the way. Touchdown. Brock Bowers just went 77 yards.
Scott Howard on the Georgia Bulldogs Sports Network. Dogs make it 4 in a row over the rival Yellow Jackets by a 45-0 final. That's tied for the largest margin of victory in the series' 125-year history. Elsewhere in the SEC, Thursday night saw the Egg Bowl in Starkville between Ole Miss and Mississippi State, and the Rebels made some history.
There's the snap. Corral thinking about a quarterback draw. He takes it to the goal line. He breaks the plane. The Rebels score. Touchdown, Ole Miss. It's going to be a handoff. And straight ahead to the 5, to the 2, to the 1. In the end zone is Jerrion
Ealy. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
David Kellum on the Ole Miss Sports Network. Rebs win the Egg Bowl 31-21 for the school's first 10-win regular season ever. Ole Miss likely off to a New Year's Six Bowl at 10-2. Two more SEC contests to tell you about. 25th-ranked Arkansas won the battle line rivalry against Missouri.
They're going to give it to Burks. Traylon's going to run an option. He's going to pitch it to Rocket. Rocket's into the end zone. Touchdown, Arkansas. There's some razzle-dazzle.
Chuck Barrett of the Razorback Sports Network. Hogs double up Mizzou 34-17 for their eighth win. That's more than they had in the last three seasons combined. And lastly, the Ed Ogeron era at LSU might last one more game. Tigers stun number 15, Texas A&M late.
A&M bringing up the backers near the line. Here's the snap to Johnson. Here comes the blitz. Throws it one-on-one, looking downfield. Caught! Jeray Jenkins at the six! Into the end zone! Touchdown! Fighting Tigers! He took the right pylon with him.
Chris Blair on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Jeray Jenkins, the game winner with 20 seconds left. Tigers reach the six-win mark, become bowl eligible with a 27-24 victory over the Aggies. The only question, will Coach O be there? Whether he coaches the bowl game is yet to be determined.
The American Athletic Conference.
Cincinnati finally reached the top four, and they have a conference title game matchup against ranked Houston next week. So will the Bearcats get caught looking ahead against six-win East Carolina? Nope.
Looking, lobbing it downfield for Taylor. Got it at the 20, 15, stiff arm at the 10, down to the 5, to the pylon. Touchdown, Bearcats!
Ritter takes the snap, sticks the ball into the belly of Jerome Ford, lowers the shoulder pads, and charges into the end zone. Dez surveying the defense, claps his hands, fakes a handoff to Ford, fires deep for Alec Pierce in the end zone. He's got it! Touchdown, Bearcats! Alec Pierce!
Dan Horde from Learfield down 3-0 after one. Bearcats explode for 21 second quarter points, never look back. 35-13 the final. Cincy runs the table in the regular season again. Bearcats will take on number 24 Houston, who will head into the game riding an 11-game win streak of its own after dismantling UConn.
Alton McCaskill goes in motion to the right, back to pass Toon. Great protection. Toon is trying to find a receiver. Now Toon will go deep down the field. Has Herslow. He catches it at the 20, the 15, the 10. Herslow to the end zone. Touchdown, Houston.
Kevin Eschenfelder on the Houston Sports Network. Four touchdowns for Clayton Toon. All Cougs in this one, 45-17. 12-0 Cincy against 11-1 Houston in the American title game next week. Elsewhere around the country on Saturday, don't look now. Notre Dame ranked sixth and set to climb. The Irish capped an 11-1 season in style at Stanford.
First and 10 on the Cardinals 16 to pass again. Stands, looks, fires over the middle. Touchdown, Braden Lindsey. 6 yards deep in the end zone, middle of the field, ran a quick post route. And Jack Cohn put it right on him, 16-yard strike.
Paul Burmeister on the Notre Dame Radio Network, all Irish, 45-14. They'll now await their fate, closing out at 11-1, riding a 7-game win streak. Also on a win streak, number 13 BYU, who capped a perfect regular season against Pac-12 opposition against USC.
Holker and Wake, tight end and wing back to the right. They'll motion right to left. They'll hand off Jackson middle. McChesney 5-4, 3-2-1, touchdown! Touchdown BYU, touchdown Jackson McChesney. For the first time this season, he scores, and the Cougars retake the lead, 34-31 with the PAT pending.
Greg Rubel on the BYU Sports Network. Cougars went 5-0 against the Pac-12 this year. Let them go to Santa Clara. We close out with a pair of Group of Five teams already going to their respective league title games. Earlier this year, number 21 San Diego State benched week one quarterback Jordan Brookshire. Forced in on Friday and trailing 16-3, he led the Aztecs all the way back to win over Boise.
Here, once again on the zone read, fake to Bell, running inside, he's gone! Touchdown, Aztecs! Welcome back, Jordan Brookshire. Next man up, that's number 4. He's doing a heck of a job.
Ted Leitner on the Aztec Radio Network. Brookshire comes in, helps San Diego State score 24 unanswered, and the Aztecs cap an 11-1 regular season with a 27-16 victory over the Broncos. And after back-to-back close calls, 22nd-ranked UTSA saw its perfect regular season come crashing down hard against North Texas.
Is a give up the middle and inside the 5, and still going is Ragsdale and lunging for the goal line. Did he get in? Yes! Touchdown again for Ekaika Ragsdale.
UTSA 42, still in the pistol. Another give. And bursting into the secondary, and there goes Ayo. Goodbye, 2010 touchdown.
Holy smokes. This is appalling right now.
Kevin Eumanns on the Mean Green Sports Network. North Texas becomes bowl eligible with a stunner. 45-23 the final, 340 yards rushing, 6 scores. UTSA's perfect season is no more. That was the weekend around the country. When we return here on the College Football Rewind, we'll hand out some awards to the top performers of the week right after these messages.
At Wrangler, we know that life is all about taking the reins, no matter what's in front of you or which way the road turns. Because life is one big glorious ride, and Wrangler jeans are made to handle every step of it. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Wrangler is made for those moments when your heart says go, and you follow it beyond what's expected. Because when the heart calls, you gotta be ready in jeans that are made to move and built to last. Wrangler, for the ride of life.
Record-setting performances.
He has tied the NCAA record with his 8th touchdown run of the game.
Game-winning plays.
It's a 95-yard return, and that's a victory for Tulsa. Are you kidding me? Amazing.
It's time to name our College Football Rewind Players of the Week.
Michigan's monster win over Ohio State was a clash of styles. Airborne Buckeyes largely stifled. Wolverines ground-and-pound attack unstoppable. And no one was harder to slow down than Hassan Haskins.
Haskins in the gun. Gives it to Haskins. Haskins, left guard. Touchdown, Michigan. McNamara gets the snap. Gives it to Haskins. Haskins scores.
The running back carried it for 169 yards and 5 touchdowns. Michigan into the top 4, into the Big Ten title game, 42-27. If you've listened all year, you know that if you rush for over 200 yards, rush for 4 touchdowns, and do it in a win, you got a decent shot of showing up here. But you do it while breaking a 50-year-old NCAA record in the process. Hello, Breece Hall.
Handoff. Breece Hall cuts it back to the right. 30, 25, 20, 10. Breece Lightning.
And there's a give to Breece Hall. Up the middle he goes. Here goes Breece. 30, 40, to the 50. He's got a blocker in front of him. It's Xavier Hutchinson. He's to the 30, the 20, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Breece Hall. 80 yards.
John Walters from Learfield, the Cyclones running back, sets an NCAA record with a rushing touchdown in a 24th straight game. He finishes with a career-best 242 yards and 4 scores on Senior Day in a thumping of TCU. And speaking of Halls, no relation, but even in a loss, we have to recognize Auburn defensive lineman Derek Hall, who was a one-man wrecking crew against Alabama.
Auburn rushes 4.
Boom!
Goes Young! He got sandwiched between Derek Hall and Echo Leota.
Young drops to throw. Flushed.
And down he goes! Back to the 11. Back to the 11. Derek Hall.
Andy Burcham again on the Auburn Sports Network. Hall had 6 tackles, half of which were sacks. On the day the Tigers sacked Bryce Young 7 times, played great defense for 59 minutes. Unfortunately, didn't do it for all 60. Tied win anyways. Haskins, Breece Hall, Derek Hall, your top performers from the weekend. When we return, we'll run through our plays of the week. It's next on the College Football Rewind.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
This is the College Football Rewind.
College Football Rewind.
Leaping one-handed.
He caught it. He caught it.
The kick is good, and the Bears win.
There he goes. They're not going to get him. 65 yards and a Utah touchdown.
It's time to count down our plays of the week. Number 5,
Washington.
Takes the shotgun snap, lofts it toward the end zone right side. Oh, a one-handed grab by Jalen Naroma Dunze on the right side. That was absolutely gorgeous.
Number 4.
There's the snap to Richardson. Looking off to his left. Throws it toward the end zone, and it's going to be caught. Juggling grab. Oh, my. Justin Shorter in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Gators.
Number 3.
Three wide receivers left, one right. Snap back, Heward. Blindside pressure. He feels it. Throws to Culp. Intercepted. Armani Marsh on a spin 20 with a caravan at the 10. On his cleats. Touchdown. House call. Pick 6 in the Apple Cup. 39-13. And it's all Washington State in the Apple Cup.
Number 2.
A&M
bringing up the backers near the line. Here's the snap to Johnson. Here comes the blitz. Throws it one-on-one, looking downfield. Caught! Jerre Jenkins at the six! Into the end zone! Touchdown! Fighting Tigers! He took the right pylon with him.
Number one.
Here's a third and 10 from the 28-yard line of Auburn. Bryce gets the snap, knee high, looks, throws the fade route, near side end zone, got it caught, touchdown Alabama, caught by Ja'Cory Brooks in the end zone. What a throw, what a catch, good Lord, what a day.
Those were your plays of the week. We'll be back with more after this on the College Football Rewind.
Got my nachos, got my big TV, and my favorite chair. It's game time. But you know, the only thing that would make it a little better is if I could listen to my local broadcasters while watching the game.
Ah, hello. You must have wished for your game to be synced with TV and radio.
I sure did.
Do you have a DVR?
You bet.
Do you have a streaming device?
Yeah.
Blammo. Your game is now synced. It's that easy.
Oh, boy.
To see if you can get synced, head to SyncMyGame.com from Learfield.
SyncMyGame.com?
SyncMyGame.com.
Going inside one of this weekend's matchup like no one else. Time for the Saturday Take from the co-host of the Solid Verbal Podcast.
Hey, this is Ty Hildebrand from the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. Wow, and what a game in Ann Arbor. Jim Harbaugh finally gets off the schneid with Michigan taking down Ohio State in the big rivalry game. I'm impressed. I'm impressed by what Michigan did in the trenches. They got a really good push on offense. They generated a ton of pressure when they were on defense. Even though C.J. Stroud had a ton of passing yards, he truly was under duress all game long. Your final here was 42-27 in favor of the Wolverines. And if you're Jim Harbaugh, look, you gotta like your chances of making the playoff. Iowa is on deck in the Big Ten championship game by virtue of the Wisconsin loss at Minnesota. I think you look for a defensive brand of football next week in the title game. We'll see what the future holds for the Maize and Blue, but a great win on Saturday. Check us out on the Solid Verbal every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, wherever you get your podcasts, or over at solidverbal.com.
Thank you very much, Ty. Less than 10 minutes left in the program. If you're joining us late, we'll relive one final time how the top 10 teams of the country fared as the College Football Rewind continues right after this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to the College Football Rewind. Time to recap how each of the country's top 10 teams fared with our weekend flashback. Georgia.
Snap to Bennett, going to toss it to McIntosh. Runs behind those blockers. 40, 45, 50, 45, far sideline. 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Kenny McIntosh. He just ran it from midtown to downtown.
And that'll be the last snap of the game. 30 seconds to go, and they won't snap it again. Coaches will meet at the middle of the field. Jeff Collins and Kirby Smart will shake hands.
Alabama.
Now for the two-point conversion to win it for Alabama. Bryce in the shotgun. Gets the snap. Backpedals. Looks left. Throws. Two-point conversion. And Alabama wins. John Metchie on the grab. And Alabama has come from nowhere to defeat the Auburn Tigers in four overtimes.
Ohio State.
Michigan.
McNamara gets the snap, gives it to Haskins. Haskins scores untouched from the four-yard line. His fifth of the day. 42-27. Michigan will defeat Ohio State and head to Indianapolis for a Big Ten title.
Wow, wow, wow.
Cincinnati.
The snap, the put down, and the kick blocked by Arquan Bush.
Scooped
up by Sauce Gardner.
Go!
He's going to take it to the house. He's at the 30. Sideline 10. Goal line. Touchdown. For the second straight year, the UC Bearcats have completed a perfect regular season. Up next, the American Championship at home against Houston as Cincinnati beats ECU 35-13.
Notre Dame.
First and goal from the Stanford 2. Cone in the shotgun, drops back, stands in, throws to the end zone.
just across the stripe and in for the touchdown, George Takacs. Clocks go to zeros. Regular season ends for Notre Dame. The Fighting Irish have seven consecutive wins and an 11-1 record after a big win at Stanford of 45-14.
Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma.
Fourth and 10, Oklahoma for the Cowboy 24, 14 seconds left. The game is on the line right now. Williams claps his hands, gets the ball. Back to pass, under pressure. Pocket collapses. He is sacked! He is sacked! Back at the 33-yard line! Where's that Sooner magic now, baby? Where's that Sooner magic now? Oh, baby, what a night! Oh, baby, what a night! Final score! Oklahoma State 37, Oklahoma 33. Find a way.
Baylor.
53-yard attempt. We'll call it 53 for Jonathan Garibay to tie the game with 3 seconds to play. Snap a little high. Kick is away. The kick is no good. He missed it. Garibay, his first miss of the season. And the Bears win over the Red Raiders today, 27-24. Baylor is 10-2 on the season.
That was your weekend flashback. We'll preview next week and wrap up the show after this on the College Football Rewind.
Hey, y'all, this is Michael Felder, co-host of College Sports Now. We're breaking down all the action from around the country every week with new episodes dropping 4 days a week during the football season. We'll look beyond the box score and keep our finger on the pulse of college football from September all the way through the national championship game in January. Listen all season long on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you love to get your favorite podcast. And be sure to follow along on Twitter at CSNowTweets.
Sadly, our time is coming to an end. That's all for this year of the College Football Rewind. And championship weekend is set. Georgia and Alabama for the SEC. That's two top four teams going head-to-head. Michigan and Iowa in the Big Ten in Indianapolis. Oklahoma State will meet Baylor in the Big 12. Pitt and Wake clash for the ACC crown. It's a rematch for Utah and Oregon on Friday in the Pac-12. And Cincinnati will try to secure a possible playoff spot in the American against Houston. Thanks to our friends at Learfield, as well as everyone at the Auburn, Aztec, BYU, Clemson, LSU, Notre Dame, Pitt Panther Radio Networks. Special thanks as well to folks behind the scenes for making this year possible, this show possible, Chris Ferris, Adam Witten, and Stephen Hartzell.
Thanks for
listening all year long to the College Football Rewind.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.